This interview is being conducted by James Smith.
Packed up their belongings in railroad freight cars. Put their furniture and all in one end of the car and the mules and the engines in the other end. Came down. Arrived in Bishop with no place to live. They pitched a tent. And lived in a tent until they could build them house of sorts to stay in. They didn't feel abused or anything, an opportunity. They were here to take advantage of it. I've seen pictures of Bishop in those early days you just see a house once in a while. You see a few streets laid out. You see a house just once in a while. A picture, in fact, we have a picture, I believe, now that still in the city office. Give some idea. We call it desolation today, but it was opportunity to be free. Most of the land was in Mesquite Brush. I remember going out to see some of the big steam-powered tractors with big high wheels and were breaking out some of the brush. But a big part of the brush was taking out a tree at a time. My heart. Roots were picked up. Never had any experience with it. About half of those steep trees on the ground. So they went out and put in this country. There was a few roads, gravel roads out of Bishop. The early days, one going about 2 miles east, another going about the same distance west. Time where we did have a gravel road and went up towards Robtown a ways. Mr. Bishop was a dreamer, of course, and tried to, but his dreams were pretty sound. They had a good foundation. His selection for himself was 9 sections of land, 3 miles square, what is now Palo Alto. Later became, it's been kept most of the time, most of it in large tracts for the Wilsons and Snipes and others. But unfortunately, storms came at the wrong time. He's good weather. 16 storms, 17 droughts, and 19 storms. So we just moved it. Stand up there, so he went broke, and of course he hurt a lot of people with it. I couldn't blame him for it. I guess he owed me some money. I might have blamed him, but as you look at it objectively, it really wasn't all given his fault. The only fault you could say was maybe he was trying too hard on too big a scale. But it didn't work out, but Bishop was already on its way as a town. It was when I moved here in 23, it was a thriving town, having visited here through the years. It was a thriving town in 23 and had been before that. We had a number of grocery stores, very good general stores, dry goods, things of that nature. And you can imagine number of people we had here. When you think of working all these farms, and this was a cotton economy, everything was based on cotton, how many hours of work it took to produce the cotton and gather it. At one time, we could have had 16 out here, and we were selling 3 big double batteries. And, wait a minute, I'll get it right in a minute. We had Brown had 2 tens, 2 105, Harrington had 1, Thomas Jennings had 3 double batteries, so that's 6, 2, 8, 9, 9 tens. cotton was all picked by hand. We had a very high quality cotton. And got some seed. It was kept pure as far as mine and sold over the country to other areas. We had more children then as far as school was concerned. They were all had all been going to school as they are today. We would have had, I guess, twice as many scholastics as we have now. But most of them, a big part of them, they weren't dropouts by choice, it was just necessity. Had good work. I remember Chaplain Ranger very identical with it to a tribe in town. Mr. Chaplain out of Wasatchi, took all involved, 40,000 acres. But we won't give people an opportunity, and he would rent land, but thought it based on the family man to have work. What vision was going to do. We had the group out west, east of town here, which was a German descent, very fine folk. A lot of them in the old country, by way of, not directly, particularly by the way of Brenham and up in there, they came down and settled. They're very high type people, industrious, smart. They centered around their church out there, Corriott, Missouri, Sinai, much as the Catholics, Castori area, that's how the Corpus route. Settled by a group of Bohemians. Mr. Lamar Folger's daddy financed him and bought one down. Well, that's what we had here. Now, they were a very stable part of this development here. And, we didn't see too much of them, especially the women and the children. They were out down there. The men would come to town. They got to know all of them personally. They still couldn't remember my husband, still alive. Worked with them on many things. They had a whole lot of them. They were a little slow in reading all the customs of the old country, such as their language. They had service in every other Sunday in German, which the young people couldn't understand. Then they got out of one Sunday in one. Finally, they cut it out altogether. But going through these periods, they certainly were stabilizing and developed vision. We had these, of course, the cotton brokers. Cages played a big part here. Had an uncle, had a grocery store where I worked for him when I was like 14, 15, come down to summer. It was a job for everybody. And on Saturday afternoons, you just couldn't stir them with a stick. And they came in town, maybe they weren't making much money. All aggregate, some total, a lot of it. They'd buy anything that was a thing. And of course they'd buy rasper, which was we still use to call them snow cone today. And they had many of the farmers had advanced that they've been going to farm for entertainment. They'd take out lots of soda pop we call it eating and a bottling works here in Michigan. Which years later was going to anyone now the dark pepper. Bob belonged to the Gary. The Gary started the bottom of the crack and fishing. About 2 years ago, I saw a bottle. Still had that vision trademark on it. And a gin, I even had a green elevator. I don't know why, but there was one here. When I came, fellow from Kingville. I got to know him real well through the years. Right now, his name slipped me. I think he'll admit it. But they moved that grain elevator with me. too. He's on the cycle of the king. I can't go out of that story to this man. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those wooden things. It's up there. Wooden being on the side. It's got a whole year contractor from the kingdom. Sent him. Moved that thing across that creek and all. Quite a cheap, even with modern machine. Set up down, it burned a few years ago. But it was set up to, they brought in wheat, real flour, things like this. This country at that time, when I came here, that cotton was thought of that these things to grow. Landlords would demand that cotton be grown on their land. Out of food. My grandfather Vernon, who was down in Harold, he always encouraged the renters to grow the feed when he wanted to buy feed too late. Grow it. Well, there's lots of things wrong with that. We won't go into it now, but we're talking about my earlier place, fishing. We were in the mud. We had drugstores that were the center of things outside of the depot first. Of course, everybody met the train. That was a way of life. Drugstores, we said they threw away the key when they opened. It was all the time. The center of activity. The Harden, Howard, Foster. The stores here now, working. When I came here 50 years ago, and I said, I don't know, I knew Mr. Bishop personally, but I didn't know him intimately. In other words, I passed the time of day with him, I recognized him. He knew who I was. I admire any man that tries to do something. He was a pioneer, one of the earliest. Then special trains out of Chicago, you know, around, bring people down to look at the country, did that particular little later part. I don't know how he would have come out had it not been for the three calamities I talked about, the storm of 16 and 19, and the drought of 17. But I do know that things were moving when he was around. He saw the need for churches and donated some of his own money to build the first church. By the way, we just tore it. A few years ago, tore the Baptist church down to build a new one. I have to remember that. And Mr. Fling and I bought the old Baptist church. It was just becoming dilapidated. It was over here. We bought it. Tore it down. My soul. We built some apartments on the side. That makes it work. They blocked both of them. As I said, I don't believe I told you earlier, 1916 storm gave Bishop a severe beating at a very inopportune time, just getting started in the town. Bishop felt the full force of the 16th storm. And, of course, it took some time to recover from it. That was a hardship not only on the fellow that was growing farming and land, but on the merchants and everybody that was dependent on it. You have an agricultural economy. Everything in the town depends upon it. It's affected by what happened out there on the farm. Of course, our nation still has a big stake in farm welfare as far as the nation is concerned, the health of the farm economy. I made a statement one time to a group of labor leaders, Jerry Hoffman was one of them, that it was a farmer's job to grow the food. We accepted the responsibility, we intended it. intended to be successful at it, regardless of what might coming our way in the way of government regulations or labor regulations and all. But it's I'm a farmer in literal sense, and I'm proud to be. I'm a farmer by choice. And I can't be bigger because I recognize the opportunities here. But this land offers potential with production. The flu epidemic you mentioned in 17 and 18 was, of course, nationwide. At least as I remember it was nationwide, I know it was statewide. Because I was in the Army at Waco. We'd go out in the mornings, and fellows would drop out on the drill field. That day and time we'd move on our feet in the Army. And the next day they'd be shipped home in the box. That quick and that deadly. After I got out, I went back to Grandview where I was raised and went to work for furniture. And on the furniture store, it had an undertaking for this information that the railroad didn't at that time. And one of the first motor horses that I ever saw, the only thing I drove it all over that country. And it was we were just going to say, mud roads, you know, we got so. I guess I was successful at it. He offered me, sent me to bombing school, give me a job if I would do it, and I told him I didn't like it anyway. But that's how I thought it was kind of a dead business. Anyway, then the 19 storm was directly affected. Me, as far as my recollection is concerned, because of my family had lived and moved and migrated to this country over in Taft and Bishop, and some of them were Grandview cotton miners, were elderly and retired, and lived on North Beach. Their homes were swept away. The 19 storms swept North Beach clean, except for the Regis Hotel. And they were killed. Their body shipped to Grandview, and I'm still working with the undertaking. My body was shipped there, and was shipped to the funeral. So it has a vivid memory of that. You mentioned Mother Lane. Well, I remember Mother Lane quite well. I guess when people try doctors, everything else it seems like even in this day and time. They'll try most anything. They haven't had any success, they'll try most anything. Personally, I'd have to go to her for treatment. I know some people are dead and they swore by her. She sure attracted a lot of people to Bishop. Long ways. They said, well, she got stuff out of me. Exactly how she managed to fool her. I know she did. But she was just an ordinary looking person. Just to see, you know. She had her conversation for quite some time. One time, well, they were the Garcias built a motel on that side of town. Maybe it's been torn down. Maybe the main village still there. Go back to the Garcias folks. There were enough people coming here that they could make money out of that motel. No place to stay. As far as the Kilcox clan is concerned, it creates some division. All in the town that I knew about after I came here, I was the main thrust of it was over before I came here, 23. I think I have some family good thing. Worked through, some thought it was dangerous. Oh, they didn't get out. Friendships over. There were some things that happened that could have been, well, very tragic, always happened. Particularly, there was a creature out here that maybe was plain spoken. Too plain spoken for some people, I guess. And they kind of connected it with a war and lack of patriotism. It's a mob psychology. As you see, I think, well, we see more today than it did then. But it just looks like people are that. Well, they're just inclined to participate in those kind of things. You see the hippie movement. And by diversion, one of the things that's always made me has been now some of these singers started out with these, some of that rock and roll, how they've been able to keep their mouths as well as they have. Do you mention school board, educational interest, but as far as my personal thing is concerned, I've always been interested in school. I was fortunate to attend a school that had a man to hit it. Well, he sure believed in discipline, but he thought school here kind of backwards he made, but he thought school would educate children. And that's been my thought through the years. You don't build them to build. You don't build schools to build big deal that you build it. You have a better, you turn out a better product. The only product, the only way you can measure. Real measure is the students you turn out. And on that basis, through the years that I was helping guide the Bishop School, our students did well. In fact, they were the Bishop, and we noted it was one of the best students in the whole country. The whole area, and we set out to build it that way. That's our purpose. Want the standards high. And I think I got this. Well, maybe even more than that. My father came to Texas Teaching School. His brother was a student. So I guess it was logical that I was going to school. Lots of people. Particular, or maybe more even. And the fact that I did attend the Grandview High School and attended all those years of police and school, and I said, well, so we'll make the educated children. Much food. I had Latin, German, lots of English, and which is, in my opinion, the most important subject. Convey your thoughts. How you going to exercise leadership without either writing or speaking? So on that stage, took a real interest in school, like a citizen, so if it's elected to the board, like in the late 30s, well, not exactly late 30s, but late 30s, so. Big part of the time was president of the board. we were able to guide the people in the building, kind of good school, building the building necessary for a good school. Now, I believe in football, athletics, I believe in band, but you don't run the school to play football. And the two horns, they're fine in their place. But the basics are still, we call the 3 R, or some say four, reading, writing, arithmetic, recess. But we don't, at least I stick with the first three. And I think recess was pretty good as a coffee break. We used it in this day and time. It's about the fact we've done away with it. But my interest in education has been not only here, but Governor Daniels appointed me on the NIAP over. I served a term there. I didn't contribute much because the way state schools are set up, I think you get your appointments because of your ability to help people you know and your ability to get more appropriations. You have very little to say on the direction of the school page. This is you. Now they plan state school and by. Of course, you do have to do with the selection of your president. I was on the board when we elected Dr. Sherman as president. I served on the University of Corpus Christi board, and for a while I was chairman of the board. Of course, we had the nominational school. We had our problems, very serious problems, because of education. Basically, can afford to make school. The Catholics were having that problem. Certain Baptists had it there. There was a time when, in fact, all of our educational system after you left high school was under the control of the nomination. That university, when I was coming up to the school, was very good before that. Some was very small. Favor, as in you came into being about 1967. Their oldest school was Southwest Georgetown. That just had a lot of junior colleges. I think they were sound in their thinking as far as junior college setups were concerned and their senior colleges. I think it was really high. I think the solutions are high. The improvement of our this may not be entirely answered, but the junior college concept of education is not new. And when we were thinking about some of the problems we were faced with in UCC, we made a trip over to Pensacola. Florida, to my amazement, had very few state institutions. This student learned under state control focus. Like all of their schools down there, they're doing higher education now. They're not making students. But they have two in their latest one is in Pensacola, Florida. They have 1,000 acres out of the all 6, 7 miles out of Pensacola. They're building college, a series of colleges within a college, within a university. The dormitories were small units, each building. All of them kind of built like groups around them. Particularly the sciences, some of them, agriculture, they're different college values, both of them. New concept, and it was strictly a graduate level. works for me. And I served on Governor Daniels' education committee. All phases of education, my experience, it's all inefficiency of the present system. Then if you come down to the semester degree, you're going to go 9 months, you're going to stagger, but then you have the problem. Who's going to go? Which one? One benefit would be that more students need a job. Scatter out the jobs. Get everybody doing that. This is one of the problems. We're seeing more adult education. We discussed this one. How do we offer them state education board? You understand that all the work that education be board standpoint is right back. It's time to think so. No way of telling them that years. Leaving that education, I'm glad that I served at the time we made the plans and ran the school. We were able to meet the needs of the students, not on a racial basis. You think about it, you thought about it. We call it IQ, but their ability is to learn fast. Some of us won't learn, but we think a lot more than we say. But when you're teaching, maintaining school, you have to go slow to fast and all of them want. You do everybody. Fast slow kids, learn, and you do the teacher. But we ran it, and we divided classes regardless of race and everything else. Division with the classes on the basis of their ability to learn. And it worked. It made people a lot higher. But now some of these brothers had a job. You know, they didn't submit it. Just go submit it. But they're not particularly concerned about how much they learned. This is how little they know. This technology is what they learn, or they get A's or not. I have mentioned one thing. I mentioned cotton back there. I'm going to put this in and be out of place. I saw the development of the grain. Change in the grain production. And we're right here now, well, we I'd say we're 89% green now. We're 89% cotton. Saw Mr. John Winchie, who brought one of the first combines in this country, brought the old Wheatland Milo. So I brought it out to Kansas. Wasn't very highly developed, didn't have lots of tolls, but we made great. The combine had it, we built a place over here, which is named the elevator. And we had a feed down there, that time we did every farm had chicken, hogs, cattle, cows, everything. We were self-sufficient. So he built that first. Well, as the volume grew, all the grain had to go into boxcar and shipped out. Later the road got a little better and all down the truck. Well, he just couldn't haul that much grain out fast, so he just had to sit around the elevator, load the trucks sometimes. Several hundred trucks sat down for several days to get unloaded. So Martin and I, we bought them a few years, and we just loaded the car. That didn't solve it yet. We just get no place to unload it. Well, I guess we didn't solve it. So we built the first green elevator, storage elevator, 5 years from yesterday. We got into that rat race, and before we got through, we built, we had over 1,200 cars of storage. We bought Winchie elevator and over. We sold it out several years, tax hazards and things like this. We did make it available, made it possible to go ahead and develop a game in that business, period. Which has meant much to this area. I don't know what we've done in the past, because I've got to my team over. The ironic thing is, as I mentioned back in the earlier part of the tape, that we had an elevator in the early days of fishing. And yet when we started growing grain, well, there were no elevators here. Of course, the elevator we had was not as refined. It shows you how point. Then we come down to serving as mayor. I served 6 years, 3 terms as mayor. I never did enjoy having right before school. I never did feel like the garbage, all these things were important to put into. It is a problem that has to be taken care of. Thing is, because of the fact that I would offer myself there was the sewer system. We had a stinky mess living. And I said, by the way, one thing I can say, I have a good many lots of school building schools. I've never come close to losing yet. I had a school board member on the school board with me one time, and we were discussing some things, especially the athletic grandmother. A lot of money to do. I said, here you get me. He said, well, it would hurt me. It sure would hurt me. And I don't think you can do it. Out of sight, of course, years by. Built it on our own, put in lift station, extended the line, and the water line. The only thing I can say is it worked. been able to take that over, and whenever you're downwind for it, it's hard to be to accept the value. Engineer statement was the plan that there would be in order. About 2% of course, we think that that was a very fine contribution. We always supported the Little League youth activities. I think that sometimes we make mistakes. I help correct some of them. I think that we push children too much, especially. We can turn them loose. They'll find a way to join. We made a national conference about civil rights. We were starting it before, in order to get in and get through, you had to start before school arrived. And quit summer in April. I was right in here. Start after school about it. Not fooling tonight. Let's just play here at home. But I'm forward. I just, the idea of athletics involved, not only, but it's not a fine as football is, and I treat it a lot of it. I enjoyed it when I played. I think it developed a school spirit of football that any other one thing. But the Interscholastic League has done away with a lot of school spirit. Keep moving around the old traditional rivals you don't have. That's taking something from it. But getting back to the mayor, we were able to get a Park Market Road entertainment, which built in 5,000. I don't know how we've done without it. I don't know how we built it on our own. I can get it from here to maintain for the state. Keep us from being just 5,000 all together. That took some doing to get that, but I won't go into that. I don't want to make some time with people like that. Very good friends. Getting back to Bishop, Bishop has had his problems. A lot of people worry about the downtown part of it, the faith center. And I admit that I was take some pride if we did have a better trading center. We were a better trading center. But I recognize the fact that we have roads and this would bring us closer together. We are really, some people think it's heresy, I guess, but I think a vision. More of a kind of bedroom town, suburban. I think we have many problems in common that have to be solved to the benefit of both if we work together on solution. I'm thinking primarily water. No garbage. Garbage came up during my administration and we were able to work with Kingsville to have a common dump ground idea. Highway Kingsville's my work with them, my connections down there were very useful, helpful, and when I was serving as mayor. The garbage was one of them, which I just mentioned. Working together with Ben Bruce and others on the COG, and I've been on the COG since he was organized. We tried to protect our source of water. Sooner or later, we're going to have to go through the water. This will get ready to put a 6-inch line up there, which was a mistake that they did. Because they should have been to the area to take care of. We can bring raw water down and put a dam on one of the streams and treat the water here or buy treated water and clean. It's a much larger line to bring treated water. But it is a problem, and it's an area problem. It's got to be worked on a period basis. We didn't have a police department. I put in one while I was mayor. And it was very helpful in this. The cop, mayor, the time, the friend of mine, I talked with and we were able to get the cooking on to their dispatcher service. They received benefits from it. Of course, it was a great benefit to us. That too, they were looking at it from their proposition that if they were chasing criminals, that's why they were getting it. They had instant contact with them through the dispatcher service. Then the ambulance service is the regulation. It has been touched on in the community. This was a very severe blow to us. Some of the wage regulations. See, they were run by, they were under control and owned by funeral home. We had an ambulance here at all times, a man lived there. I asked Livingston, his wife was over there, or somebody was over there. Well, the government came in and said he'd been on the job. He didn't pay. He was broke every few months. They did that in place. 24 hours at the salary. So they offered to give us a man. Service with the children. Well, Kingsville was nice enough and they were large enough that they came into the rescue. They converted some of their police station wagon and provided their deal with them where we guaranteed that they'd get paid every time. So you can see the benefits of what. Next, the water, police, the ambulance, and there were other things as well. We worked together to try to bring industry, providing industrial sites. We weren't always successful, but we tried. The team right now, of course, is trying to. I'm going to go into it and a certain regulation to do what you can get. Track industry that, well, particularly your plants like Cater Slack, stocks, leaves, they're heavy labor. We have citizenship, particularly the Latin, no tourism. They're the defense of their names, the laces, silver, they're good. One of their own group, the run one of them, told me, see, you have a lot of trouble. They want the TV, they'd work for the boss TV. So their training, they have too much of a training problem. But I've even talked to head of TV and others as the breakup of the big industrial plants and the smaller units had gone through the countryside. I believe it's been done. For Henry Ford and automobile this way, but you can buy certain parts. You can certain number eight of all of the five. And that's very good. So I don't like to live too much in the past. I think we have a great future in this area. Going for us. We have a lot of things going for us. We have climbing with Houston Navy. We have educational institution, which is first grade. We're going to get, I'm very much interested in water quality, the water. Thank you. I served the public elevator, corporate building, I think, for the trustee. We've positive that it's been to save and serve this area. I think it's tied up to farm shipments and things like that, form of the good services. But you think the corporate strategic division is a gateway to make the building better. There's this vast area. It's still we've had all of other towns. We have a deep port to we're closer to the deep water that's a shorter channel to get to deep water. And we have that's where you can see deep bottom and rails maternal everybody else. Frankly, I think some of the great development areas, if I was to start making, out of asset, that's where I'm just looking around. I'm looking there. So, we just keep going. Now, recreation facilities is a coming thing. I do hope that don't turn all of it over to the federal government. I don't think you're pretty good at playing. I don't know if you're going to enjoy it, but what you do is you we're going to need more parts. Greenville's going to have a very much paper where it's pretty high on. The only important thing about that is that we ought to make it better. We got to sign it.
It's better to go.
We've got the money. We can put some money into it. Now that's good. Your old team can put that now back to it. One, two, 3 years. But with the tower, I mean, I'm putting it there. It won't be better if you don't do it there. These are just some of my general thoughts. I've gone far afield in talking to you. That's anything that you might ask me to do. I haven't purposely mentioned any particular families. Great bunch of folks. You ought to work with, I guess, in some, you said what form. So, it's been a great experience. Have a part. Not only your own friend, but you're over on the time. Area to get the time to play. Just put it in the group. Put that for some sense of satisfaction. Now, in the country, we're good to be. I think we're very active on that church. Hopefully, that's part of There was a Baptist church here, and every donated money to the other, all of them. So my best friend was Catholic. In fact, when Catholic said, so they stayed here for the time, I didn't know what to do. The Lord wrote and said, you know, my decision. I said, well, I need them all. And I think the racial troubles I have are more trouble than all. I don't look at them. I look at them. That's about all I know for saving as far as